£200,000 council job will be recruited internally. A new council chief executive who will be paid more than £200,000 a year will be recruited internally. South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse district councils, which share one chief executive together, will not advertise for a role outside existing employees. Mark Stone quit his £215,000 job a year at the two councils on September the 30th, having led since July 2017. In the meantime, interims have taken on the chief executive responsibilities, primarily by the two districts' deputy chief executives as well as officers. Adriana Partridge and Suzanne Malcolm are the authority's deputy chief executives taking on the interim positions. Responding to questions by this newspaper, a spokesman for both South and Vale Council said, "The process to appoint a new chief executive is ongoing with candidate interviews scheduled to take place shortly. We have invited applications from internal candidates in the first instance. This was a pragmatic approach, given external recruitment can be a very lengthy process, and that the market for senior officers is challenging in the present climate. With the government's current trajectory for local government reorganisation, we ideally need someone expediently who fully understands the councils and our committees and communities to steer us through the next few years. Under existing government plans, there could be no South and Vale councils in 2028 when government-imposed local government reorganisation takes place. However, a path for the future of all Oxfordshire councils has not yet been decided, with South and Vale both opting to join a Ridgeway council with West Berkshire. In the meantime, South and Vale councils expect the new chief executive to be in post in December, leaving a gap of around 2 months. Following a robust process to ensure we have the right candidate for the role, if one of the candidates is recommended for appointment, we currently expect them to be in place by December," the spokesman said. On an interim basis, the chief executive role is currently being covered by two of the council's deputy chief executives and other statutory officers, and this is working successfully as two councils with one workforce. And the article is accompanied by Mark Stone, who was a picture of Mark Stone, the former chief executive.